Providence compelled all these men, striving to attain personal aims, to further the accomplishment of a stupendous result no one of them at all expected. Neither Napoleon nor Alexander, nor, still less, any of those who did the actual fighting. The cause of the destruction of the French army in 1812 is clear to us now. No one will deny that that cause was, on the one hand, its advance into the heart of Russia late in the season without any preparation for a winter campaign, and, on the other, the character given to the war by the burning of Russian towns and the hatred of the foe this aroused among the Russian people. But no one at the time foresaw what now seems so evident, that this was the only way an army of 800,000 men, the best in the world and led by the best general, could be destroyed in conflict with a raw army of half its numerical strength and led by inexperienced commanders as the Russian army was. Not only did no one see this, but, on the Russian side, every effort was made to hinder the only thing that could save Russia, while on the French side, despite Napoleon's experience and so-called military genius, every effort was directed to pushing on to Moscow at the end of the summer, that is, to doing the very thing that was bound to lead to destruction. In historical works on the year of 1812, French writers are very fond of saying...